Business Planning and Capital Budgeting Roadmap. Here we provide an overview of business planning and capital budgeting. Business planning. Business planning involves creation of the business plan. The business plan is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, in part as follows. A statement of long-range strategy and revenue, cost, and profit objectives, usually accompanied by budgets, a projected balance sheet, and a cash flow, source and application of funds statement. A business plan is usually stated in terms of dollars and grouped by product family. The business plan is then translated into synchronized tactical functional plans through the production planning process or the sales and operations planning process. Although frequently stated in different terms, dollars versus units, these tactical plans should agree with each other and the business plan. Business planning is the stage in strategic planning where goals become projected revenue, against which the organization must allocate its financial resources. As shown in Exhibit 1-109, business planning can be seen as a process with inputs, tools, and outputs. Exhibit 1-109, business planning is process. You don't need to become an accountant, but understanding the financial aspects of your organization's performance will help you in your job and in your career. It will also help you speak with people from finance and accounting. More significantly, the bottom line of operations effectiveness is literally the bottom line on one of the financial statements, the impact of decisions and actions on the organization's costs and profit. You can use your financial knowledge to assess your operations performance against that of competitors and to compare alternatives and make financially sound decisions. Capital budgeting. Capital budgeting is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as actions related to the planning and financing of capital outlays for such purposes as the purchase of new equipment, the introduction of new product lines, and the modernization of plant facilities. Capital budgeting involves the investment of resources, either cash on hand or finance debt, to improve an organization's long-term competitiveness. In addition to acquiring new facilities, products, and equipment or replacing existing resources, for example, modernizing systems, capital budgets may be directed at retiring long-term debt. Financial statement analysis and the budgeting process may uncover performance issues. In some cases, these issues may be addressed through capital projects. For example, a declining sales trend may point to the need to develop new products. Or a comparison of the costs of production with those of competitors may point to the need to lower costs through investments in automated systems. Some capital projects may stem from sustainability goals, for example, installing solar panels on a factory rooftop, purchasing recycling equipment, for example, balers, shredders, containers, or developing a new manufacturing process that uses less water or replaces hazardous materials with more environmentally safe choices. Because capital projects require the allocation of limited economic resources, capital budgeting involves analyzing potential financial impact and allocating investment to the projects that meet financial thresholds and acceptable risk levels. Every capital investment decision involves an opportunity cost, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary in part as the return on capital that could have resulted had the capital been used for some purpose other than its present use. Would the capital invested in a project have made a larger impact on profitability if we had spent it in a different way, or if we had simply left it in a short-term interest account? One factor that should not be included in analyzing potential capital investments is sunk cost, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as follows. 1. The unrecovered balance of an investment. It is a cost already paid that is not relevant to the decision being made about the future. 2. Capital already invested that for some reason cannot be retrieved. 3. A past cost that has no relevance with respect to future receipts and disbursements of a facility undergoing an economic study. This concept implies that since a past outlay is the same regardless of the alternative selected, it should not influence the choice between alternatives.